Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for you've been good, God, that everything comes from you. We all find our lives in you, and everything is made beautiful. And thank you, Lord, that you ordain different people, Lord, to maintain different things, Father God, because you're a God of order and a God of love. You're a God of righteousness, peace, and joy, so that everyone can partake and everyone can play a part in the maintaining and the upbuilding and experiencing your great love and your wonderful peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 13, verse 3 and 4. For the magistrates are not a terror unto those who do good, but to the doer of evil. Is thy desire, therefore, to not fear the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is a minister of God for thy good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he doesn't bear the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that does evil.
Hallelujah. So yeah, it's wonderful. We're speaking about someone that's heart is right and is moving in a place of authority to bless mankind and watch over that which God has made available to us. And that is wonderful. That's noble. And that's why we see in God having all authority and making mankind and making this beautiful world. People, Christians specifically, have come and they have made beautiful institutions. They brought beautiful things into this world, like the hospitals, like the schools, good government that stands on the love of God and righteousness, peace, and joy. And so these people are to be honored because they maintaining the goodness that God has given to us. But sadly, there is people that are in these places because it's a place where they can get authority. It's a place where their needs are met. And I mean, we can just think of it as well at the moment of how their needs are not met many times. It's their greeds that are met. We see they lavish money upon themselves and they're abusive. And that's the bad side of the picture. And that's where all of us as children of God has a say. As his children, we are the ambassadors, that we have to say no, that's not the way. You're there to serve. You're there to watch over and stand for the goodness of God in whatever area you are operating. And when that's not happening, you are not where you're supposed to be. But praise God for those that are standing up for the good that God has given to us so that it can go be experienced from the poorest of poor to the richest. So it's for all people, and we respect them and we stand for them and we pray for them, and we always pray with the love of God in our heart that this world that is given to us remains beautiful, remains a blessing, because it is a blessing. So we all play a part as we stand up for what is right, and we stand in the light as he's in the light, and we walk in the light as he's in the light. And yeah, so magistrates execute God's judgment of good and judgment against bad. But each and every one of us are in the same way. We, as Christians, we are ambassadors to be the ones that stand for what is right. And we stand for what is right and we hate evil. But we babes to evil, we don't like it, and we don't move in those arenas. We stand for what is right. But then we stand together with any authorities that come against wrong things. We stand together with them because that's what we were made for. We were made to stand with our God and execute righteousness, peace, and joy in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.